Jim Allister's waiting for us from the DUP, the leader of the TUV, sorry. Not the DUP anymore. Good morning to you, Mr. Allister.
Good morning.
Good morning. Slip of the tongue there. Well, you're laughing. Is there anything to laugh about?
No, there isn't, because I think that this demonstrates the ridiculous system of government we have. To my mind, it's quite clear what happened here. That in the run-up to Christmas, and hoping that with Christmas that maybe some of the detail wouldn't be noticed, the parties, desperate to keep Stormont going, reached a deal, and Sinn Féin, quite cynically, as Sinn Féin does, took the view that they would pocket what they could get for the moment, and then they would come back, as they've done so often, and try and barter a bit more. And one of the concerns I had this morning, listening to Sammy Wilson, is that he seems to be up for bartering a bit more and giving more and bankrupting us further. We're already in debt to £1.8 billion. And this £565
really easy for a curmudgeon like you to sit in the sideline, snipe, and bring the whole thing down.
Well, somebody has to point out the folly of this system. If we had a proper system of government, whereby you were agreed what we're going to do about key issues before you went into government, then we wouldn't be in this perpetual chaos. But, and that is rooted in the nature of the system, the unworkable system of mandatory coalition. You don't have to be agreed about anything. So no surprise that when you are in government, you don't agree. And that's the outworking of this. And it lurches from one crisis to another. The Stormont House Agreement, remember, we were told it was a great new dawn. The DUP and Sinn Féin started their second honeymoon. Everything was wonderful. And now, 10 weeks later, the wheels are off the wagon. Why? Because it was a con in large measure, at least on the part of one party, from the beginning. And who are the losers? The people of Northern Ireland.
Which system
of government which doesn't work.
Well, which party do you support in this situation, Jim Allister? Do you think that Sinn Féin genuinely felt they had an agreement which protected all the groups of people who they've listed this morning?
I think there was a mutual willingness to cobble together an agreement for the sake of having an agreement, for the sake of getting past the deadline, for the sake of keeping Stormont alive, and then the package presented as something that it wasn't. And I think this inevitably was going to happen, as Sinn Féin then, having pocketed what they got, were looking for more. It was quite obvious that $565 million, almost more than we could afford, which has to come out of health and education, it wasn't going to plug the gaps.
So the DUP are right then. It was quite obvious. The DUP are right.
Well, except Mervyn Storey, as you pointed out, seems to have repeated the Sinn Féin line that no one was going to suffer.
And the Department for Social Development have been in touch with us about that, and they're claiming that their minister was referring to universal credit when he said that. Here's the only problem for the Department for Social Development. Nowhere in Hansard is there any mention of universal credit. So if the Department for Social Development are claiming that Mervyn Storey was talking about universal credit, why did he not talk about it?
Well, indeed, the question he was answering was on the very subject of the Welfare Reform Bill. The answer is quite clear about that. So, yes, I agree with you. I don't think that is an adequate explanation of this. But we're in the situation we're in. Now, does it not point out to people the obvious flaws and unworkability of this system of government?
Well, Stuart Dixon...
From one crisis to the next, we lurch. When is the penny going to drop? That's the system that's at fault. And so long as we put in government as of right, parties that don't have to be agreed about anything, instead of a coalition of the willing, eager to deal with these issues, then we're going to have this perpetual crisis, and the people on the street are the sufferers.